From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Federal agriculture officials are allocating millions of dollars towards research to solve problems caused by the devastating citrus greening bacteria. On Thursday, the United States Agriculture Secretary told the AP that $25 million in funding comes from the 2014 Farm Bill. Another $6.5 million will be sent to projects through a group formed to combat greening. The disease affects Florida's $9 billion citrus industry and has been a growing problem this season. The orange crop is approaching its lowest harvest in decades, and experts blame the greening. New analysis from the Pew Trust's news service, Stateline, shows that Florida has one of the country's highest income disparities. Only six states and the District of Columbia are worse. Miami-Dade County is in the top 20th percentile for inequity. Palm Beach is in the top 27th percentile. Jake Grovin wrote the income installment of the Stateline Legislative Review series. He says some people worry that the wealth gap hurts the economy.
The argument is often something along the lines of put more money in the pockets of these people and it'll help boost the economy. If they don't have money, they won't be spending.
Grovin says the recession made the income inequality worse, so Florida's job growth could help with it. Without income tax, though, he says, Florida can't put as much money in its social safety net. He adds that Florida's wealth could make the data more extreme. Collier County's income gap was the worst in the state of Florida, 24th out of over 3,000 counties. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.